Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money on all your projects at Menards. Water seeping into your cracks in your concrete can cause costly damage over time. Keep water out and extend the life of your concrete with a tube of ready-to-use concrete repair. It's commercial grade, durable, flexible, and works great for gaps and cracks up to 3/8 inch. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
It is time for the spillover just with myself and Mike Schaefer today, sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love, Schaefer. You've got the Cleveland Guardians hat on. You were not very positive before the show.
It's hard to be positive right now.
Well, they're down 2-0, but
They play their worst two games of the season in the American League Championship Series. The Yankees haven't really had to even do that much. It's just frustrating. And they've left like a bajillion people on base. They don't love it. I do not love it. Now, they are a much better home team, so we'll see if just going back to the friendly confines of Cleveland helps, but would have been nice to take one of those two games.
Do you think the Yankees are happy to be playing the Guardians and not the Red Hot Tigers, who you guys took care of in the
I don't know
DS?
That it would have mattered to them. They would have had a roster advantage either way. I mean, both Cleveland and Detroit just don't have the same level of hitting that the Yankees do, so that's part of it. I mean, I think you would rather play Detroit because there's just less talent there, but Tariq Skubal being
very good.
as good as
they're hot, right? And they were hot to close the season.
Yeah. I mean, baseball is tough because I just don't know that momentum exists in baseball as much as it might with other sports necessarily, because there's so much that's, you know, you go against one hot pitcher, you can derail a hot team pretty quickly, you know? So it's tough to say. I don't think either team scared them. Weirdly, I think of the three central teams that made the playoffs, the Royals were probably the team that had the deepest amount of pitching, at least in terms of starters, to put a scare in them. But we'll see. I mean, I'm hoping Cleveland bounces back today. If they lose today, then I'd rather they just get swept than prolong the agony.
It was not the pitching that ruined the Royals in the DS. It was they couldn't hit. They didn't get enough hits.
Well, and Cleveland's doing that too. I mean, the Yankees have not played well, and they're up 2-0 in that series, and that is super frustrating because the pathway to winning at least one game was there, but you got to get hits when the guys are on base.
Yes, so 2-0.
Your best players have to come through for you, and neither has happened. For
Guardians time. Down 2-0. They will play at 4:08 on TBS today. You like these day games at all? It weirds me out. I was watching on Monday. The Dodgers Mets game was at like 1 p.m. LA time. It was 3 o'clock this time. Like why it's a playoff game? CS.
I think a lot of
championship
it is
series
to try to avoid having the two games overlap at all.
Fair.
You know, and then with the Dodgers, you have a different time than you do with, you know, you have three East Coast teams in New York, and Cleveland, and then you have the Dodgers. So I think you're trying to hit a couple different time markets there. That one was weird because it's so much earlier than any other game will start. But that series also just kind of feels like the Mets are barely hanging in there. The sandwich between two blowouts, they had a nice win in game two.
They did.
I don't know. I think we're going to get this Dodgers-Yankees World Series, and I, for one, am not excited about that at all.
I'm not either, but I know that MLB is excited.
Yeah.
They'll say, yes, thank it's finally happened. After all these years, we finally have the big market versus the big market, not KC or
nobody
Cleveland.
Needs to see that.
Nope, they don't. Regarding your other team, the Minnesota Vikings, I have a question in terms of that. Are you annoyed by the fact that everyone else is also good in that division? Because the Vikings are 5-0.
No, I mean, I thought the division was going to be better than most people did.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
percent of the work week is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What I'm annoyed by is that Minnesota didn't play last week, and all I've heard and read about is how great the rest of these teams are. And it's like, the Vikings have went through a very difficult schedule. The Giants, who are better than people
think. They are.
Your first game, you get the Niners, and then the Texans come to town. You roll the Texans. Yeah, you're up 28-0 against the Packers, and then weird things happen. They get back into that game. You still win it. And then you take care of the Jets over in London. And I just I would like a little bit more credit for Minnesota's start. I think a lot of people just feel like they're kind of a fluke. And I'm hoping this weekend against Detroit, take care of business at home. I think you got to split those. If you're going to win that division, you have to split against Detroit and you got to win the home game. So
I think back like to 5 years ago and people would say Vikings Lions is a big game. Oh, it's a monster game. This is one of the biggest games of the schedule this week.
Right. It's a great NFL slate, so naturally this is the weekend where I'm going to have to carve out a little time and go to a pumpkin patch. So
I did that 2 weeks ago, I'm done.
A little unfortunate, but a great NFL slate of games, the new games especially. I think there's several that are very good. So
yeah, especially Dolphins Colts.
Well, that one I don't know is going to get on a television.
Put it on an ABC or ESPN Plus, something like that, that game.
Yeah, that could just be like, you know how you can flex games to Sunday night or to Monday? That should have been flexed to Thursday.
Or Friday. A special Friday night game. Friday at noon game. Dolphins-Colts.
You know people would watch it. I would watch it.
I wouldn't want to watch it.
I used to think the Thursday night thing was the dumbest, and there is not a Thursday night that goes by where I don't have at least a quarter or a half of that game.
Yeah, but I hate...
It doesn't even matter how bad the matchup
is. I hate when my team is playing in it, though. Number one, it's a short week, so you have all these injuries. Guys aren't even playing. Number two, as I've said many times before, you have the same fear with the Vikings, but the Dolphins suck in primetime. They're one of the worst teams in NFL history in primetime. It's a guaranteed loss.
I would say, other than sort of the narrative about Kirk Cousins, Vikings are usually pretty good in the big spots. What I like about the Thursday game, especially if I can go to it, if it's in Minneapolis, my team plays, I get to watch my team, and then I get the whole Sunday to watch everything else. If you go to a game, you only get to see your team play on a Sunday, and then you don't get to experience the rest of the NFL Sunday. So I kind of like the Thursday game for that, if I'm going to go.
All right. Schaefer, do you have an official pick for Nebraska, Indiana before
we go? Yeah, I'm going Nebraska. Score-wise, we'll just say 27-23. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how either team gets to their respective number. But I think Nebraska's defensive line takes care of Indiana. in this game. I think they give them the opportunity to win, and they're having to squeak out some close games against Rutgers, grinding it out in the second half against Purdue. Nebraska will be in position to finish a game on
Saturday. Most importantly, last thing, if Nebraska were to win to get to 6-1, is Mike Schaefer cracking a Coors Banquet to celebrate the fact that the bowl game has been clinched?
No, I mean, that's the thing. Like, just get to 6-1 so you don't have to have that conversation. You, like, crack something open when they're playing on New Year's Day against...
You can still you can have multiple Coors Banquets,
sure,
Schaefer.
But I mean, different it's a Saturday. Times. I'm probably having a Coors Banquet either way.
Yeah, confirm that. So. Well, that's it for us. Schaefer, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Again, this hour is sponsored by Ben Spurk at Farm Bureau. Please call or text Ben at 402-217-9945 for any insurance questions or needs. The Drive with AD, AG, and Raph is next. We will see you guys tomorrow.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, five hits different. Five gets you a McDouble or McChicken and a small fry and a small drink and a four-piece McNuggets. Five gets you more at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary for limited time only.